On the show today, we have World Council of Credit Unions President and CEO Brian Branch giving us the latest announcement about the World Council's Caribbean Relief Fund raising over $100,000. So check it out. Yes, welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Brian Branch from the World Council of Credit Unions. How are you, Brian?
Doing fine, Mike. Thanks. It's a great time of year and lots of things going on, which is always fun.
Indeed. And I just got one of the things we're going to talk about is I just got the announcement that you guys raised over $100,000 for the Caribbean Relief Fund. So congratulations on that. And how does it feel? And what does that say about credit unions?
Well, you know, it's one of the things that just endears us about working with the credit union system is that when a disaster happens, we have this tremendous outpouring of generosity. Yep. From credit unions all over the world. And this year's been just an awful year here in the U.S. with what happened in Houston and Florida and Puerto Rico and California. And still, you know, people all dig deeper and they reach out and they help out in other countries as well. So we had some very, very generous, very gracious gifts from some of the U.S. credit unions that, you know, said that we're part of an international system and part of a global community, and this is how we help each other out. So we've received about $150,000 in contributions, and we had the Hurricane Irma come through the Caribbean and just devastated some of the islands like Anguilla and Barbuda, and really impacted credit union members' homes and their businesses, and didn't damage the credit unions themselves. And, you know, we set about to help these credit unions help their members and breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. And then Hurricane Maria came in and just devastated the credit unions in Dominica, and a lot of physical damage there. Roofs blown off, doors and windows blown out, and electrical systems destroyed. We saw some credit unions where the mudslides put 8-9 feet of mud and gravel on top of some of these credit unions.
Oh, my gosh.
So we had a mission to Dominica from the Caribbean Confederation of Credit Unions, and they assessed the damages there. We've talked to the credit unions in Dominica, and so we set out to help rebuild those credit unions. And what's unique about Dominica is when we do our statistics every year, Dominica is the credit union that has over 100% membership of credit unions of the population, and that's because everyone on the island is a member of the credit unions, and those that leave the island keep their membership. And so it's an island where they really take a lot of pride and a lot of affection in their credit union membership. So we'll work with the Caribbean Confederation to help rebuild those credit unions and update their systems. Mm-hmm. And then the Indiana League and the Indiana credit unions have volunteered to come forward, and we're taking a mission out there from the Indiana folks to work with them in January. And you know, not only is the physical infrastructure need to be repaired and fixed, but they need to look at how they work out the problems in their loan portfolio. People whose means of repaying their loans was impacted by the hurricane. Mm-hmm. And it's a time of crisis when you stop and you look at what the needs of your members are and how you adjust your products and services and do some strategic planning. And we'll do some of that. And the credit unions have also said a lot of their members are telling them that they're going to fall back on agriculture and have to invest in agricultural lending, and this is new to them. Mm-hmm. So we're taking some folks that have some experience with agricultural lending out there to work with them on how they do that reorientation of their lending programs as well.
Wow, it sounds like it runs the gamut. And kind of the third part of my question was, you know, what does it mean to those credit unions in that part of the world that, you know, credit unions domestically have really stepped up to help them? I mean, I bet that message goes a long way as well.
You know, it's interesting because what you very often find when you connect with these credit unions in other countries is they've felt so isolated and they felt like they're out there on their own, and then they hear from the international movement, and they hear that the U.S., a credit union system that's been through some very hard times this year, is willing to reach out and help them, and it gives them a great sense of connection and being part of the family and part of a wider global community. Mm-hmm. You remember many years ago the hurricane in New Orleans and the damage, and previous to that we'd had the tsunami in Sri Lanka.
Oh, that's right.
And so we had a tremendous generosity of U.S. credit unions to help rebuild those credit unions in Sri Lanka back in those years. And then when we had the hurricane in New Orleans, we received very small amounts of money, but credit unions in Sri Lanka were raising money to help assist the credit unions in New Orleans.
Really? Oh my God.
And the same thing happened this year with Houston. So when credit unions in Sri Lanka heard about the damage in Houston, you know, they raised some money, very small amounts, and sent that to us for us to pass on to credit unions in Houston to help them as well. Yep. So even though we're talking about small amounts of money that come back, it's that, that thoughtfulness and that appreciation of that generosity that really makes you a believer in this credit union system.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, even if it's a small amount, it adds up when it's all put together. So it's I don't think any amount is too small to donate, especially with what happened here. Can you quickly tell us about the Worldwide Foundation for Credit Unions, and as this has been instrumental in obviously the raising and distributing of these funds to folks?
Absolutely. You know, we wear two hats here at the World Council. We have World Council, which is the trade association, and the work that we do with getting countries together at the conferences, communicating best practices across borders, but also the work that we do in terms of interfacing with those international bodies that set standards for financial markets. And then we try to mitigate the impact, the unintended consequences that these might have on credit unions. But the other work that we do is the development work. And sometimes it's responding to disasters, sometimes it's basic bread and butter work of strengthening credit unions in other countries and helping them reach underserved populations. And so Worldwide Foundation is the arm that receives not only the financial support from the credit union system and individuals to do that development work, but it's also our vehicle to help get people in the U.S. credit union system involved personally in the work we do overseas. Because we find that people are very generous. They want to give of financial resources to support this work, but they also want to participate and feel like they make a difference and have a sense of ownership. And so we use the Worldwide Foundation as a vehicle to provide a channel and opportunities to do that. You know, we have 186,000 staff in credit unions in the United States, and that's just a tremendous volunteer force.
No doubt.
Add to that the directors, the boards of directors, you add vendors, and it's just it's a tremendous resource that others would just envy in terms of the capability that we have in the credit union system to make a real difference in other countries.
Yeah, that's really, I wanted to bring some light to that because I thought that was a really integral part of what's going on, especially right now, to get involved, not only, like you said, financially, but personally as well, and really kind of get your hands wrapped around it and get in there personally. So, gosh, I mean, just kind of getting back to the Caribbean and what's going on there, how long do you think it's going to be before things get back to normal? I mean, you've obviously been that part of the world quite a few times, and what's your thoughts on that area?
Well, that's a good point. It takes a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the what people remember afterwards is how quickly credit unions respond to the local crisis. And so, you know, the extent to which credit unions can respond very quickly, get in there, start providing relief, help to start providing rebuilding, really gives communities a sense of stability and a sense of security, especially in terms of their economic futures.
Yeah.
So that's why we try to respond very quickly. Now, having done that, you know, there's going to be a lot of demand on the island for carpenters, for electricians, and you know, the cost of resources is going to be expensive. Mm-hmm. So that takes a little while. That'll take maybe 3 to 6 months to do some of that critical rebuilding. And then working out the damage in the economic portfolio of the credit unions is going to probably take the rest of the year. Or most of next year, as well as helping people get back on their feet. So if part of our objective is to help the credit unions start redoing their lending and providing agricultural loans and helping their members learn how to produce crops or livestock, then, you know, that's a fair amount of training and education that goes with that.
Yep.
That'll probably go on for probably 2 years or so.
Oh, my gosh. Goodness gracious. And living in this part of the world, obviously these islands are absolutely gorgeous. They're beautiful. I mean, the landscape there is just I mean, it's just jaw-dropping what you see there. But unfortunately, the other side of the sword here, or the other side of the coin, is that they're affected by hurricanes. And so is there anything that we as credit unions can do, or is there anything we can learn from this situation to do better next time? I mean, I know there's what happened this year was probably unprecedented, because I mean, you got this 1-2 punch and there's really nothing can do, just kind of pardon the pun, but weather that storm, you know? So, but is there anything that can be done in your mind that can help out for the next round of storms that roll through there?
Yeah, you know, we've done a lot of work in the U.S. in terms of disaster recovery and preparation. And part of the lesson for many of us in the Caribbean this year was that this needed to be developed further in the Caribbean. And so in the Caribbean, we'll be taking a look at a lot more best practices in terms of what they can do for disaster recovery preparation. Mm-hmm. But also, frankly, we're also looking at perhaps some consolidation, even in the credit unions on some of the islands,
really?
Where they've had very small credit unions out in the rural areas, and now they're saying, you know, it's an important part of the community identity, but we don't necessarily need to be a separate institution, and we can get better data service, better services, and better protection preparation for the next disaster,
right,
as part of a more integrated system. So that's part of what we'll be looking at in Dominica as well.
Okay, good stuff. All right, there's a couple other items I want to talk about before we let you go here. Your international engagement programs. Can you give us a quick summary on what
Sure.
that's all about?
You know, I mentioned earlier that one of the things we look to do is to give people the opportunity to be involved in the programs overseas in other countries and help make that difference. So just came back recently from a trip to Guatemala, where we took a number of credit union CEOs and lending officers to Guatemala, because the Guatemalan credit unions are looking at how they can provide more lending to their local community, small, medium enterprises, their entrepreneurs, young people who are starting out, trying to start a business. And they're scared to death of it, because the survival rate of a new business in Guatemala is 7%.
Seven? Oh my gosh.
So their communities are saying, you know, help us finance these businesses so our children will have more employment, more jobs, and won't feel compelled to leave. How do we do that? And so so it's very helpful for the Guatemalan CEOs and their lending officers to spend some time with some U.S. credit union CEOs and lending officers and talk to them about different strategies, some key information they need to know if they're going to do more small business lending, and how they go about managing the risk of commercial lending.
Yeah.
So, and back in July, August, we took a large group to Ukraine, where we spent time with Ukrainian credit unions, talking to them about how to strengthen their association services to the credit unions, what the credit unions were looking for, and how to do more financing of agriculture, because that's really, as the other financial institutions pulled out of the rural areas, it was the credit unions that communities turned to and said, we need you to start financing our farmers to get crops in the fields. So, you know, we'll do some of this next year. I mentioned the group from Indiana that's going to go to Dominica in January.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have another group that's going to Kenya in February to do some service work.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, the Koreans in Kenya have been working with small farmers as well. They support orphanages. And so this will really be a hands-on working trip in February. In April, we'll take a group to Brazil. And this is more of a study trip.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we hear from many countries around the world and from a number of states here in the U.S. is, how do we support smaller credit unions that are having trouble dealing with the costs of regulatory burden and the cost of investment in information communication technology and the need to provide the full array of services for young adults?
Mm-hmm.
So the Brazilian system is a system that really took on that challenge and has found a number of ways to integrate systems and share platforms so that they can support a number of small credit unions in Brazil, serving smaller, lower income populations that everyone previously had said, frankly, were not profitable. So interesting strategies to see about how they do it in Brazil. In July, we have our World Credit Union Conference in Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
And we're looking forward to that. Very safe location, very progressive, a real key location for fintech in Asia. We plan to bring that into the conference. But being in that part of the world, we can't miss the opportunity to spend some time working with credit unions in Asia as well. So we'll take an engagement group to Thailand.
Oh, my gosh.
Spend some time studying the Thai credit union system and learning from them and sharing some best practices with them. It's a great interactive strategy. We do lots of open forum type exchanges. Then in September, we'll take a group to Poland where we'll work with some advocacy issues. So, you know, each of these engagement activities is a service component, or it's a study component, or it's a mission to help that credit union system with expertise that we can bring to the table. So it's one of the ways that we look to get people in the U.S. credit union system involved overseas and participating in the work that we do.
I'm going to rename you guys the Credit Union Globetrotters. My gosh, you guys are everywhere. This sounds like really exciting work, you know? I mean, just as, you know, hands-on as it will be, and especially going back down in the Caribbean area, I mean, it's going to be really difficult, but gosh, how exciting the opportunities. How do you as you were talking, it's like, how do you recruit people to go on these trips? What do you do? Or just like send out an email? Or
It
sounds like a really cool opportunity.
Well, that's a good question. You know, typically I send out an email to supporters and I say, is anybody interested? And then we fill up a roster. But today I thought, well, I'm going to tell Mike Lawson about this and try to get the word out a little more widely, because we'd love to see more people get engaged.
Exactly. I mean, gosh, what a great opportunity, just from a global perspective as well, just to kind of really open your eyes. Because I know since going to the World Credit Union Council, World Credit Union Conference, sorry about that, my eyes have been just like, boom, like saucers every time I go there, just looking at our industry from a global perspective now, not just a domestic perspective. So it's really opened my eyes. So doing this type of stuff, you know, going to Poland and going to Brazil, things, I mean, gosh, what a great opportunity to really, I don't know, just add a new level of understanding to how our industry works.
Well, you know, we really put people to work, and it's very challenging. And it's certainly not a junket. We just squeeze the juice right out of everybody because we're only there for a short period of time. And, you know, it can be hard work, and it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Last question for you here, Brian, is like, where can people go to continue giving to the Caribbean? Because obviously they still need a lot of help, not only financially, but personnel as well. Where can folks go to give?
Absolutely. You know, woku.org, World Council webpage, and we've got it right up front on our main webpage, and that's our primary cause that we're working on right now. So we're easy to find, and we appreciate all the help and all the support we can get.
Right on. Well, we will put that link in the show notes for you, and folks can get right to it. I mean, this is no time. We're in the midst of the holiday season right now, the giving season, so put that on your list to give. So great stuff here again, Brian. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Congrats on raising the $150,000 as well. Let's get over the $200,000 in this month, too. So let's keep it going. Keep it rolling.
That sounds good. It can really make a big difference in people's lives.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we know it's in the context of all that's happened here in the U.S. this year. So, you know, every dollar is just doubly, triply appreciated.
Indeed. Indeed. Great message to end on. Brian, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Look forward
to
chatting again.
Safe travels.
All right. You too. Thank you.